This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United States on Wednesday called on North Korea to stop further unlawful and destabilizing acts after the regime launched what appeared to be about 10 short-range ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer with details.
It's the latest missile that North Korea has fired towards South Korean waters, adding to a streak of weapons demonstrations that continues to raise tensions in the area. Japan's Coast Guard issued a maritime safety advisory and urged ships to exercise caution if they find any fallen objects. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have increased as the pace of both North Korea's weapons testing and South Korea's combined military exercises with the U.S. and Japan have intensified. The launch came after North Korea flew hundreds of trash-carrying balloons towards the south since Tuesday night in retaliation against South Korean activists flying anti-North Korean propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
14 pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong have been found guilty of conspiracy to commit subversion. Two other defendants were acquitted during Thursday's hearing at the city's high court. These 16 activists are among 47 arrested more than 3 years ago and charged with conspiracy to commit subversion under a Chinese-imposed national security law. The charges center around an unofficial primary election in July 2020 that prosecutors called a vicious plot to paralyze Hong Kong's government. The criminal trial was the biggest ever against Hong Kong's democratic opposition. Emily Lau, one of the 14 convicted activists, told reporters outside the courtroom the crackdown on Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement has done more than ended freedom of speech.
People are very frightened. I don't think many people dare to talk to you. Hong Kong was not like that a few years ago. So we have to go back to those days. And the economy of Hong Kong is in deep trouble. If you walk around the city, you see so many empty shops. So we have to do something to revive the economy.
Sarah Brooks, Amnesty International's China director, said in a statement the verdicts represents a near total purge of the political opposition. Mass pro-democracy protests erupted in Hong Kong in 2019 over new security laws planned by Beijing, which Democrats argued infringed on freedoms guaranteed when Hong Kong was handed back to China by the British in 1997. Preliminary results from South Africa's general election show the ruling African National Congress had won just under 42% of the vote. Data released early Thursday by the Independent Electoral Commission show the pro-business Democratic Alliance Party had won just 27.5%, while the Marxist-leaning Economic Freedom Fighters Party with just 7%. More than 27 million South Africans were registered to vote in an election that could lead to the ANC losing its parliamentary majority for the first time since 1994, when South Africa cast aside apartheid for full democracy. Voting stations stayed open long after they were scheduled to close late Wednesday, with thousands of voters still waiting in line to cast their ballots. Several voter opinion surveys heading into the election suggested the ANC with less than 50% support. If the ANC loses its parliamentary majority, it will have to make a deal with one or more of the smaller parties to maintain its hold on power. Final results are expected to be announced Sunday. Authorities in the Pacific nation of Papua New Guinea have ruled out finding survivors under the rubble of a massive landslide. Officials are still trying to pinpoint how many people are buried under parts of a mountain which collapsed onto the Yambali village in the Enga region around last Friday. Without a current census, officials are relying on incomplete voter records and checks with local leaders to reach an estimate on total deaths. A UN estimate put the death toll at around 670, while a local businessman told Reuters it was closer to 160. Heavy equipment and aid have been slow to arrive at the area because of the treacherous mountain terrain, a damaged bridge on the main road, and tribal unrest in the area. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.